Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 47. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am. And if you can team build it, he will come. It's Ben!
Hello!
Wow.
Ooh.
Oh, well. Still interrupting. So, Ben, if you team build it, he will... I'm just confused, because team building can happen just anywhere, just on the fly. Are you, like, literally running around Azeroth, constantly out of breath, going, here I am!
Yeah, pretty much. God. I'm all, hey guys, how's it going? Gotta go that way! Yeah, I don't do anything after I get there, but, you know, if you team build it, I just understand, I'm there, but I am a mage, so I just might be blinking a whole lot, so you might not actually see me.
I was going to say, good thing you're a mage. That really does help with the whole traveling everywhere.
Teleport, burning speed, blink. I mean, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
burning speed. Oh, I should follow you around and bop you upside the head now and then so that way you can have burning speed.
Okay, cool. That works. Yeah, except they changed burning speed, so you push a button and you get it now.
Oh, well, I'm still going to bop you upside the head.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Just... Yeah. So, Ben, what have you been up to lately in gaming?
Oh my gosh, first off, the Steam sale, what the crap?
Hey, I'm still taking donations.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
I'm kidding.
I played Gone Home, finally.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you haven't played it, it is technically not a game. It's just a story that you... Like, let's say...
It's just a story you get to participate in by participating.
By ransacking a house.
Yeah.
But it's really fun. And it's a really good story. Yeah.
I don't think I have that one, but I do have another one that is labeled a walking simulator. People are just so nice on Steam, let me tell you.
Well, gosh, if I had known that when it was like $3 the other day...
Oh. It's all right.
Okay.
Well. I have another one, and I'm totally spacing on the name right now.
I'll just move on. I got DuckTales. Woo!
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yep, $5. And last night I tried my hand at Surgeon Simulator.
Mm-hmm.
That is a horrible game.
Really?
Horrible, as in my first thing I had to do. Was a heart transplant, and I ended up dropping a drill inside a guy's open chest cavity.
Ow.
Oh, it's so funny.
Ow.
Because you control the hand.
Yeah.
And you move it around, and there's, like, crazy physics going on. It is funny, but I was ripping guys' lungs out so I could try to get to the heart, because why not?
So know your anatomy before you get started in that game, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But what's really cool, and I'll get to WoW in a second, but what's really cool is, so on your menu screen, you still have the hand to move stuff around. There's a computer sitting there, and it basically is telling you what keys do what. You know, these are your finger keys. And you can eject it, and there's two other discs in there. One of them is like the... The commercial for the like the iPad version of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other one is labeled like dungeon something. You plug it in there and then it just shows like a static screen of like a old RPG Dungeons and Dragons game. It's awesome. But to the right, there's a VCR and a TV. And if you're able to get the VHS tape in the VCR, you can play the Team Fortress 2 version of Surgeon Simulator, where you're the med and you're operating on a heavy.
Oh my gosh, but I just am trying to imagine you trying to get that video into the tape player.
Well, I would be lying if I didn't say that it took me about 5 to 10 minutes. I really tried. But yeah, it's one of those really stupid games that's just weirdly fun. So yeah, did that. But yeah, Steam sales going on, which is awesome. But in game, holy crap. I have done something that I didn't think that I would do that I might completely go back on depending on how things go on Thursday.
Wait, so you said in-game, so I'm assuming you mean Warcraft.
Yes, that's the only game that really matters
for
a show about it.
Yes, definitely.
I respect From Frost to Fire.
Well, it's about freaking time.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. So I really enjoyed it. I was on the Timeless Isle. I was blowing things up. In the Alpha, I was blowing things up. I'm like, woo, fire, yeah. So yeah. Then Sunday we go in and raid, and my numbers are way down from what they're used to. I don't know if it's because I'm really bad at playing fire now, or if I just had a bad RNG night.
There are just weeks where I am blowing things out of the water. I'm like third place in my raid team. Mm-hmm. I almost said guild team, but no, that'd be totally wrong.
Technically, it's a guild team.
It is a guild team. No technical about it, but...
yeah.
But then the next week, everybody's like, what happened? Because I'm like down at the bottom. It's just the way the fights go. Sometimes everything in the world is at your feet.
Yeah, and that's the entire reason why I switched out of it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We're going to have another...
If you're there, your DPS is going to be up. Trust me.
Okay. Because, yeah, Thursday we're going back to do another Gary fight, and that's where the numbers matter, because we're actively trying to kill him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if for some reason I really can't pull the numbers to get us through the fight, then I'll switch back until people are more geared to kind of cover my range of blowy uppiness.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But other than that, I named a pet, which we'll get to later on why that's super important.
It is.
Yep. And I decided that I was going to start trying to get the legendary cloak on an alt, which I find
to be a
stupid, crazy thing that... So far, my drive for that has not been as heavy as I thought it would be. Oh, and last but not least.
No, because you already have one.
Yeah, exactly. And last but not least, my Alliance Mage. Mm-hmm. Guess what level she's at?
Max.
No, not even close.
Okay.
Well, okay, kind of close. Okay, we're going to stop guessing. I am at 82.
That is so close to max. I'm going to bop you another one for that. Well, I'm not at max level. I'm not even close. 82 is right there.
I know. It's pretty close. But now I'm going to have to go through Kata, and I don't like Kata very much, so... But whatever. I'm
going to bop you.
I'll get through it fast. Anyways, that's about it. I know I've been doing a lot, and it's been busy. So I've got to ask, because I'm very curious, what have you been up to?
Well, so many things, okay?
Really?
Like, yes, you are not the only one who can be busy, Ben. You don't own being busy.
Well, actually.
No! So, furthest away from WoW, what I've been doing is I've been playing some Skyrim.
Cool.
Yeah, I've never really done the Dragonborn part, and so then I killed a dragon, and the guy came up, and, you know, and no spoilers or anything for anybody who hasn't done it, but my basic response was, man, that sucks. I really need to go and I need to beat this Dragonborn. I don't like you. So I went and I'm working on that and I'm happy, even though Ash Island, as I am calling it, is the most depressing place I have ever been. I almost moved my family there, but then I was like, if I were a kid, I wouldn't want to live there. So why should I move my kids there? So, yeah.
Is it really bad that the only thing I'm focusing on right now is, I kill this dragon. This dude comes up and says, you're a wizard, Harry.
That would be brilliant. But no, he's like this total words I can't say to keep our friendly rating. But okay. Yeah,
he's a meanie head.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it. That's much more generous than I was going to say. So anyways, yes, that's what I was doing. Then over in Final Fantasy, I'm playing that. And like I said a while ago, I may have mentioned it here, I'm not sure, but I got to max level on my dragon.
Congratulations. That is worth a second, third, and fourth congratulations.
Aw, thank you. But so it just reminds me of how great the guild we're in is, because everybody's talking about, you know, stuff to do once at max level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, where do I get a better weapon? Because mine is kind of lame. And I know where to get better armor, but not a better weapon. And before I know it, they have all helped me along with my quest.
Oh, that's like, cool.
Yeah. It's just so many helps. And even though we had to run a specific dungeon that wasn't quite part of the quest line, but I hadn't run it yet, and I needed to run it to unlock the last dungeon I needed.
Well, so technically it was part of the quest line.
But it is the worst dungeon in the whole game. And I can see why they don't run it often.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, in Final Fantasy, there's always this thing, the AoE is coming and it will be over here. But the one of the bosses doesn't do that, and all he does is AoE. So.
Oh, that's kind of, okay.
Yeah. So they ran that with me, which was great, and then somebody handed me, like, the weapon I need to turn into my relic weapon.
Mm-hmm.
With everything it needed, like, you need to affix some special materia to it. It's very specific and very expensive because it's very specific.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, here you go.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's even better.
I know. They went and they got me the weapon, like, and then put the materias on it. And we're like, here you go. I'm like, what do I owe you for this magnificent thing? And they're like, we're guildies. Shut up. You're stupid.
I love, like, our guild.
Oh, this is the most beautiful, most wonderfully handcrafted thing, and wow, I will pay it forward someday.
Yes, you will. I know you, and I know you will.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I got to laugh at people in Final Fantasy. They were like, I have a pet problem. I have 40 pets. Like. Yeah. It's pretty, like, now granted, there are only like 60 odd pets in the game, but still, you don't tell a looter you have a pet problem and then come at me with a number under 400.
Oh man, I don't know if I should have my yellow chocobo out or my black chocobo or my wind up airship. What's the world coming to? Sorry.
What I do is okay, WoW needs this. WoW seriously needs this. There's a random minion deal. And so you press the button and it'll put a pet out. If I don't like it, I'll press it again. But typically I pick the first one and go, you are my pet of the day. Glory in the fact that you are running around with a Aludra.
Well, they might, considering in the alpha they have that favorite mount button that you can add. So, you know what? I think it's going to be coming at some point. It's got to.
Yeah, because we can already mark our favorite pets in the game.
Mm-hmm. None of them are
so spots. And it really doesn't do anything when you mark it as a favorite. So having a random pet thing, oh, that'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it picks your favorites, because then you don't have to worry about the 56 snakes.
Mm-hmm. Or the 87 squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Or the 23 beetles.
Ugh. So what else are you doing?
I'm playing WildStar this week.
Cool.
1 week, 7 days.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. I have no plans to give them my money, unfortunately, because one, I'm broke, and two, other things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really neat because I like the art style. The art style is really cute, and it lends itself to adorableness. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so adorable. And then there's classes, that's what I'm trying to get out. Oh, there's classes, but there's also the secondary path you can follow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a scientist, so I've got this robot that I call worthless pink piece of junk.
Oh.
Because I have to manually tell it what to do and everything, but now and then it'll do something on its own, and when it does, it's brilliant. And so I'm always putting out buffs for everybody when I'm near a plant, and I scan it, and it's like stuff like, you now have a hot on you. Yay, you! Or your health has gone up by this percentage for a while. And I'm like, I'm contributing to everyone. With my adorable bunny girl, who's not a bunny. She more has, like, bat butterfly e-wings because they curl at the tip. And it kind of reminds me of a moth. But, yeah, that's my thing, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, that works.
Yep, and as for WoW, I actually haven't played much this week, which is kind of important. And we'll get into why that's important later. But,
Remember how I named a pet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much, though. I did try to find a pet in Final Fantasy, but it doesn't count, and you'll find out later about that, too. But anyways, we've been rambling about ourselves for so long, everybody's going to think they tuned into the wrong podcast. So, Ben, what do you say we move into news?
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
So, our first piece of news is a bit of community news, because you guys are awesome, and you are sending us emails, and we love you for it. Because,
very much so.
Yay! So, Bullet Catcher has got their 75th pet, their 75th level 25 pet for the Pro Pet Mob achievement. That is so awesome.
It is incredibly cool.
Oh, that is just amazing. Way to go. You deserve all the applause. Ben, put some applause here for the man. I was sucking like a crowd cheer, but that works too.
Yay! Look, I could do both.
Nice. Okay. That's all the news we have from the community. Aww,
but that is very cool. It, to put it into perspective, I am at least probably 55 to 60 pets away from that. So good
job.
You
have this great sense of timing for saying stuff like that whenever I pick up my water bottle and I'm drinking. I just want you to know that, ma'am.
Well, I try.
All right, so in Warcraft news, because, you know, they're like, oh, us too. Do you have a Karaji Guardling?
Yes.
Yeah, well, not everybody does. Oh. Aww. But the good news is it's summer, so get on over there.
Yes.
Unlike the rest of the season events, not seasonal, but season as in spring, summer, fall, winter, these guys are only around for like a month. So go get one before you miss out. You want to go get him, and it probably won't be as hectic as last year.
No. No, last year was the fun time when I accidentally stole it from someone and didn't mean to.
Sorry. Let me guess. You saw it, you went for it, and they weren't quite loaded yet because that zone is not used to having such a rush.
That is exactly what happened. I didn't even see them. I landed, clicked on it, and boom, I was in a fight. I'm like, yeah! Started fighting. Then I got a tell it said some mean things. We'll leave it at that. Then I offered to, stop the fight so that they can get it. They said, never mind. They poured it out of there already anyway. So I said, okay. And I caught my pet.
Yay!
Yep, but...
Did you name him Stolen Goods?
Oh, that's a good idea. I might have to do that.
Yeah, name him Stolen Goods.
I'll do that next week.
No, we're not having a repeat of this week. Trust me.
So speaking of summer... It is the Midsummer Fire Festival. So that means if you haven't gotten your Frigid Frostling from the Satchel of Chilled Goods from finding Lord Ahun each day, or the Captured Flame for 350 Burning Blossoms from the vendor to get yourself a Spirit of Summer, it is now that time. You only have a few short weeks, so get those blossoms, fight Lord Ahun, and good luck with that drop.
The Ice Stone is melting!
Do you remember when that happened, like, every 30 seconds?
Uh-huh, it was so brilliant.
Yes.
I was laughing so hard during all that. I mean, yeah, it was kind of like, what?
Yeah, there were
and
people...
And now and then it was annoying, but...
Yeah, people in trade are like, oh my gosh, something's happening with Arthas. The Wrath of Lich King event's starting. It's like, no.
No, this is Fire Festival. All right, so the latest patch to... The Warlords of Draenor Alpha has included 7 new pets.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay. So they are the Autumnal Sproutling, and which is Bind on Use. The Forest Sproutling, which is Bind on Use. The Kelp Sproutling, which is Bind on Use.
Oh my gosh.
The Nightshade Sproutling, which is again... Bind on Use.
Whoa!
The Cessus Sproutling, which is Bind on Use.
Whoa!
The Sun Sproutling, which is also Bind on Use. And finally, Zomstruck, which is Bind on Pickup.
That's amazing!
Oh my god!
There's a lot of Sproutlings.
I know! I can't wait to see these. I'm just imagining the sassy Sproutling just, you know, being all awesome.
Mm-hmm. Just going around going, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's sassy.
Yep. I hope it has like this phrase list it spits out. That would be brilliant.
That would be pretty awesome.
Or bite your friends on the... No, then it'd be like the ankle biters probably.
Yeah, which I'm sure is going to be coming too, because it seems as though from the names alone, the Sproutlings are going to be the next snakes.
Oh, are they honestly doing this? Are they trying to subvert our contest and our 5 points?
That would be pretty cool. But you know what? In all honesty, I wouldn't mind too much because they look really cool if these are the plant creatures that we saw before, which I'm assuming they are.
Plant creatures. Mm-hmm. Looks like plants, moves like creatures. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a crab people thing. It's
I
totally
know. No, I got it. I totally got it. Crowd people. So, in other alpha news, our friend Undead Goat has pointed us towards Eleanor, a ghost goat. Which is crazy. That is so cool. That is so amazingly awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, we would like to say that we are a tad jealous of your ability to get into the game.
More tad.
So tell us your secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we may know, so we can be in there. Yep. I would like that. I would like, I've said this before and I will say it again. I would like to be the NPC who teaches people how to battle pet train in the main towns. I think that would be so cool.
You know what? Let me ask you this. Would you like to be an NPC on the Wandering Isle that lets newbie players there train how to battle pets right away?
There are no pets on the Wandering Isle.
But you'd be a panda.
No, I could be a panda in Ogremar and Stormwind.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of something more exotic.
There's nothing more exotic in the game right now than a panda.
Okay, that's true. Yes, so that's really cool. Congratulations. Even though we both have kind of characters after us, it's definitely not us, though.
Yeah, they're not even kind of. It's us using our imagination and wishing really hard.
Yeah.
All right, so in other news, senior game designer Jonathan LeCraft, who totally should listen to that last 5 minutes we were just talking, recently gave us some information on an interesting new Taylor pet, possibly coming in the expansion, the Elic plushie. Now, I'm going to name mine Heffalump.
I'm going to name mine Ellie.
But this is cool. I like the door this is opening. Taylor's literally making a pet and giving it life.
Now,
I like this.
Here's the caveat. We don't know entirely if it is an actual pet or battle pet yet. You know,
Alpha. It's going to follow you around, pet. I'm down.
I know, but I'm just saying, we don't know if it walks. We don't know any of that stuff yet because Alpha.
Yes.
But
yes, it will change. It's part of a...
The odds... Yeah, it's probably going to be a pet.
Hey, and we can literally beat the stuffing out of each other now.
That'd be great.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Definitely. So, speaking of pets, which we do this entire show, did you miss out on the Guardian Cub? Because if you did, we are sorry to say that it has been retired from the Blizzard store. Or at least they're saying now retired. So... gone. Goodbye. Not coming back. You know, unless later on it turns out that its social security isn't quite up to snuff, then it might come back for a little while, you know, just to get some of that money to...
They're building demand like Disney does, is what they're doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
They locked him in the vault.
Yeah, but the thing is, don't worry too much if you did miss out. They're going for crazy high prices on the auction house right now. So, you know, look at the prices that they're posted. We don't really think that they're selling, though, just because the prices are pretty high and it just disappeared. So,
yeah, I mean, they were only going for 500 gold recently, if even that.
Mm-hmm.
So
now 25,000? I think not.
No, even if, you know, you can list things for any price you want. It doesn't mean it's selling. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at my Steam account. I'm selling a bunch of cards for a dollar each and Lord knows I'm not getting that. So.
Yeah, so you know what? Just wait for the price to drop, pick them up. Or, you know, if you really want to take that risk, wait in expansion and look for it then when it will be super expensive.
Or cheaper. I imagine the prices are just going to plummet soon.
Yeah, who knows? It's magic. It's economics.
It's economics. Economics aren't magic. Friendship is.
That's true. You know what's not magic, though?
Hmm.
Well, actually, you know what? I can't say that for a fact because... my doghouse system seems magical to me.
It's magical to me, too.
Yeah, I have this computer that, you know, mine is, what, 2 years old, something like that, maybe a little bit more. And I'm buying games on the Steam sale and turning them on and loading it up at the highest resolution and everything possible. This computer's, like, in computer standards, it's old. It's old enough to, like, have graduated college and start a family.
Yep. Which is sad.
But it is still playing these games, like, highest specs, and I got one of the lowest-priced versions there is. It is amazing.
I went up a tier, and let me tell you, the things I can do in, like, Skyrim, where the mods are, like, insane, and you can actually mod it to be higher quality and prettier graphics and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. My family, sometimes I'll be playing over here, and they'll be playing on the Xbox, and they'll wander over and look at mine and say, wow. I never want to play it on the Xbox again. Can I play on your computer? And that's a joke, because nobody's touching my computer.
Exactly. If you want to know how you can get your very own Doghouse system, head over to doghousesystems.com. Just throw a .com at the end, and you're there. Mm-hmm. Make sure to use the code BATTLEPETS to get double the memory for free.
Free! Free double the memory! Oh my gosh!
Like, so that means if you're getting 4, then automatically you'll get 8. If you're getting 8, mm-hmm. automatically you'll get 16. Battle Pets. Use that code. Get double that memory.
Yep, and if you're not looking for a PC right now, because, I mean, you could be have your own doghouse already. And
I do.
Yep, like Ben. But you still want to support the show and help us out a bit, head on over to Slashly, where our awesome new Battle Pet logo is featured on t-shirts.
Yes. Yes, that is one of the coolest things, too, because not only can I sit here on my computer and do stuff and support the show, I can also support the show by wearing a t-shirt.
What do you mean support the show? You are the show.
Well, I help support it, don't I?
Of course you support the show.
But I was pretending I was someone who's not on the show.
You can't do that when you're on the show talking about the show.
I'm being meta.
Very meta, actually.
But yeah, head over to slashloot.com. Check under podcasts. You can find the Battle Pets t-shirt. It is great. It is comfy. It is awesome. And if we see you wearing one, we'll give you a gigantic hug.
High fives. We'll sign it. Or we'll leave you alone because you may not want us.
Yeah, there's that too.
High-fiving you and stuff. And that's cool. But, yep. You know.
And if you are at Nerdtacular this year and I see you wearing that shirt, I will walk over and give you the biggest high five and possibly hug if you want one.
Aww, Ben, I'm going to miss you.
I know. Hmm. Anyway, slashloot.com and doghousesystems.com.
Please help us support the show.
You know who doesn't need any support? Bosses.
Bosses, yeah. I was going to say they're right up there with Garrosh, but he's a boss too. So, bosses.
Can I say how much I love stupid segues?
That one kind of got away from me there.
That's okay. I don't know if I'm going to keep it all in or not, but it's funny.
You should, and everybody can enjoy that stupid moment.
I usually do. There's not a lot that I cut, just because it's funnier this way.
You know what? We're having fun. That's all I care about.
Exactly. So, boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
I don't sound nearly as cool as that bumper, but...
No, but Ben.
I try. That's cool enough. Thank you. So, we are doing something that I don't know where I'm going with this, but we're just going back to the Celestial Tournament. So, you know, it's not ever super grand or epic.
Team A, right?
Team A.
No, this is endgame for Battle Pets right now. This is literally Battle Pets rating.
Yeah, that's
true. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty epic.
I think my otter needs its legendary cloak. Anyways, so this week's boss that we're going to be talking about is going to be Sully the Pickle McCleary. He is that dwarf
Sully
trainer.
The Pickle? Is that like advice or a rule not to do or?
Well, it depends. Are you going to McLeary it as well?
I wouldn't even know how to start.
I don't either, really. So he has 3 pets. The first pet is Monty. Now, this is a Dark Moon rabbit. It looks exactly like it. So he took his time. He camped and he was lucky enough to get that pet. So
I hate him.
I don't. It's cool. I have one, too.
So, you have one. I'm not taking all donations of Dark Moon rabbits. Kaluga, Earthen Ring.
And just think, if he had 2 of them, then they could just multiply on their own.
Yes, and then I would sell them at discount prices.
Oh, that'd be dangerous, though. 2 of those things going after you?
Mm-hmm. That's why I would feed them and keep holy hand grenades away from them.
But anyways, it is Monty, the Darkmoon Rabbit clone. He is a critter. And the first ability is huge, sharp teeth.
Gee, I wonder where that came from. Why would it have huge, sharp teeth?
Or the fact that his name is Monty.
I like it.
So Monty will hop up, bite your pet, causing beast damage, and also cause it to bleed beast damage for the next 4 rounds. That is mean.
That is painful. Monty, behave yourself!
Yeah. What's even worse is the next ability, Vicious Streak. This Vicious Streak actually will deal critter damage and increases Monty's speed by 100% for 2 rounds.
Whoa.
Yeah, and last but not least, who'd have thought? Burrow. It's that it's that go underground thing that we've covered a jillion times.
Yeah.
But if you're new to the program or pet battles in general, Monty will go underground and be unattackable for a round.
Unless you have an earthquake move.
Yes. Which some do. Not a ton, but some.
Yeah.
I love my little XT. Anyways, on the next round, Monty's gonna pop up dealing beast damage. Mm-hmm.
Behave yourself, Monty!
Too bad you don't have a python with him.
The next pet we're going to discuss is Ricky, an otter, aquatic. I guess they were going for Ricky Tikki Tavi, but no.
Yeah,
that's not a mongoose.
Yeah, they have mongooses.
Yeah, go get a mongoose. All right, Ricky's first ability is Gnaw. which will deal beast damage, but it will hit for a little more if Ricky is faster than your pet. So, darn.
Mm-hmm.
His next ability is Cute Face. Look at your face, which increases Ricky's chance to dodge an attack by 25% for 4 rounds. I guess because you're so cute, you're so concentrating on how cute a face is that you...
Oh, yeah. It's a total Puss in Boots move.
Mm-hmm. His last ability is really counter to Cute Face. It's called Blood Fang. Ricky will deal beast damage, but if he ends up killing your pet with Blood Fang, it will restore his health. So this is his end game move right there, man. You're low on health, he's gonna Blood Fang.
Yep, and be all like, look at me, boom, I'm cutely healing myself.
Mm-hmm, but in an uncute way, because you're going, what the what?
Yeah. And then last but not least is Sox. It's a little ghosty raccoon who's undead. Yeah, I wear them when I wear shoes. So, Sox, the little ghosty raccoon, its first ability is Claw. What does this do? It claws your pet, dealing beast damage. Who'd have thought?
Makes sense.
Now, here's the kicker. The next move is Infected Claw. Sox is actually going to run up, tear at your pet with plagued claws, dealing undead damage. So, what that tells me is that one of his claws is washed, the other is not.
Clearly.
Very gross.
Quit picking your nose.
Very gross.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Sox does one of the saddest moves in this game, which is Unholy Ascension. This little poor little raccoon is going to sacrifice its remaining life to haunt your team, increasing all damage they take by 25% for 9 rounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people use this with the unborn Valkyr, but apparently the ghosty raccoon Sox has it as well.
That is just... wow.
Mm-hmm. So, any tips? Because I don't know.
No, I have no idea what to do against this team. I'm going to be honest, because I forgot to look up really awesome strategies before the show started. I totally meant to, because I have not fought this particular person yet.
No, I haven't had a chance to yet either.
I'm apparently going during off weeks or something.
Yeah, that's one of the things. It's like, oh, okay, cool, let's do this. And oh my gosh, it's someone I don't even know.
Yeah. So it's not like I'm not doing this, you guys, because trust me, I'm over there and I'm going, just like the rest of you. But this specific person, I guess I just never got to.
Yeah. But you know what? That is quite all right. All I know is that I have a hard time with this entire tournament. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I seem to have all the wrong pets for taking everybody down with ease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you are looking for the right ones, some of them that people have actually recommended is the frog with a speed that's at least 264, the sandy petrel, and also the amber moth.
Very nice.
Yeah, but if you're also looking for cageable pets, maybe go with Mojo, the vengeful porcupet, which I still need to get, but I haven't even tried any blood coins, and also the Gilnean raven.
Yeah, but they changed how blood coins work lately, so awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I just haven't tried for them yet.
Yeah, that's just it. I like my faction. That's kind of like why I'm on the faction I'm on. So killing them just for a pet just seems mean. But then again, yep. It's a pet, so I of course want to do it, but...
But the cool thing is you can activate that thing at Battlegrounds now.
Yes, and that is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Try out those pets. Let us know if you have a team that you'd like to use against them. Let us know, because mm-hmm. you know what? I really have a hard time just wanting to fight this guy because his pets are really cute.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. They used cute face on you even before you fought.
I know. And all of them did. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's not fair. And he's got such a weird name.
Yeah, I don't know. And if you know the meaning behind the name, let us know. Because yeah, that's when be cool. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, Pickle McLeary.
Yeah, Sully the Pickle McLeary. Sully
did
McLeary?
He, like, mess up a pickle one day? And
it'd be anyway. Really sad if it was someone in the Blizzard cafeteria who just, like, dropped a pickle.
All right, so moving on to things that we do understand and use weird logic on. Team building!
Team building.
For those of you who don't understand how team building works, here's how it works. Me and Ben, well, we kind of don't understand either.
Totally know.
We pick out two words from a random number generator using a word table that we also constructed one night when we were feeling quite silly. And try to build teams that match the theme that random.org lets us pick.
Mm-hmm.
So this week's team is Mermaid Table.
Yes.
This was extra challenging for us because there are no mermaids or really underwater much of anything in the game. Or thank tables. You, Blizzard. We would love mermaid pets. Just so you know, this is another thing, you know? Mermaids.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I totally agree.
Yes, and Nagas aren't mermaids, so none of this Naga crap.
No.
Anyway, so my team is the tiny red carp, the pufferfish, and the seahorse. Here's my logic. These are things mermaid eat, and thus would be on their tables. And can you tell that I am hungry right now?
Just a little.
Just a bit.
Tiny bit.
Just a bit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I went the morbid route, but Ben's got something special here, folks.
Okay, so here's the challenge. In Azeroth, you have to find some sort of table, and you have to find some sort of mermaid in order to get a mermaid table. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So I start off with the clockwork gnome. You know why?
Because he can build a table?
He's building a table. That is awesome. Exactly it. So
awesome.
What I'm doing is, hey, clockwork gnome, build me a table. And it's all, and starts building me a table. So then,
very nice. Go,
I head to the nearest body of water. I pull out my Wanderer's Festival hatchling, because if there is one pet that has traveled the world, it is my Wanderer's Festival hatchling.
Okay.
And I say, hey, buddy, go find me a mermaid. And he goes, because turtles don't make a lot of noise, you see.
No, they really don't.
Yeah. So he goes in the water, swims around for a really long time. So I'm like, okay, cool. This is great. So while I wait, you know, I talk to you, record a show, you know, have fun and everything. Then I figure my Wanderer's Festival hatchling is going to come back. And if he doesn't find anything, I'll be sad. But that's where I go to plan B. And I pull out my personal world destroyer.
That escalated quickly. Whoa.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's many different ways to destroy the world. So I'm going to waterworld it with my personal world destroyer.
You're going to force mermaids into existence is what you're saying?
That is exactly what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh. Really, Ben?
Yeah. And what's even better is I'll have the table that I can float on.
Yeah, because you're the only one who was preparing for this.
Yes, because I made a table.
Ben, yours is so much better than mine. Can we just all take a moment and recognize that Ben's is way better than mine right now?
Thank you. Thank you.
Matter of fact, I think you deserve a point.
Oh, thanks.
That's right. You deserve a point for how much... I mean, seriously. Mine was... I sat there and I really did think about this for much longer than I actually want to admit. And the best I could come up with is mermaids eat.
Hey, it
but
could
you,
be...
you've got a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C.
Well, technically only a plan A and B.
No, I'm pretty sure if there were four pets, you'd come up with a plan C.
Okay. Well,
so, Ben, you win this week. Definitely. Uh-oh. Definitely
Thank
win
you.
This week.
That has been added to the spreadsheet.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, when I was prepping, I came up with the personal world destroyer first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I can't destroy the
world
right away. Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. That was my exact thought of, I'll just destroy the world. But then I thought, hey, there's a better way of doing this. But yeah, so that's what I came up with. We had someone play along.
We had we had a few people play along, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, go for it.
All right, so we actually got a letter, and it says, hello, Ben and Aludra. After listening to episode 46, I decided to try my hand at team building. And they found this pretty easy. Now, I would like to say that I was kind of on the same line until we got this email, and then I had to, like, go with my brilliant strategy of Mermaid's Eat.
Well, it was a really good list. And
it is a really good list.
In all honesty, I am jealous of it.
Yeah, this is good. So, this team is Fishy, Shore Crab, and Seagull. Now, you might be wondering what these three pets have to do with mermaids or tables. Well, Ariel, the little mermaid, had a dinner party. And who would she invite but her friends? Flounder the Fish, Sebastian the Crab, and Scuttle the Seagull.
Boom.
Oh my gosh. That is brilliant.
It is perfect. Absolutely perfect. I loved it.
Love the show, and I need to work on leveling my pets. Nazix, Goblin Shaman, AI Earthen Ring, a.k.a. Arlena, Dwarf Hunter, Renegades of Azeroth, Eldritch Blast. So, thank you, Nazix, a.k.a. Arlena. You are awesome. Kind of stole the thunder from my sails, just a little bit.
I'm cool with it, though.
I forgive you. Yeah.
Seriously, Arlena, that was a great, mm-hmm. great letter.
Yeah, that was a really good one. We appreciate the letter, and thank you. But you're not the only one who wrote in.
Hello, Aludra and Ben. We did edit a tiny bit so that we can mention your awesome achievement at the beginning of the show. So thank you for that again. Mm-hmm. We do like news people. Anyways, mm-hmm. So since there are no mermaid pets, I thought of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker and how the Zora evolved from fish people to flying people. So my first pet is the Harpy Youngling.
Nice.
Yes. Very cool. Next, I was thinking about tables and what you would do with one. Well, you could picnic. And what happens when you picnic? The baby blizzard bear, which theirs is named Aludra, comes to take the picnic basket. And finally, who will save the harpy and her lunch from Aludra? I gotta totally pull that out at some point and just keep that. Because that is a great sentence.
That is a great sentence.
Yes. Okay, so, and finally, who will save the harpy and her lunch from Aludra? Well, Sir Merkelot, of course. Of course. Why didn't
the
I think
knight.
Of that?
Mm-hmm.
That is great.
That is brilliant. You guys are putting me all to shame this week.
So, love the show and glad there are others out there who collect pets as much as me. 544 unique pets and counting. Keep up the good work from Bullet Catcher.
You keep up the good works, good sir.
Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate any mail that you send, especially if you do the team building, because it is really crazy some of the stuff that we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And in all honesty, it is turning into one of my favorite segments of the show.
Yeah. I'm having too much fun with it myself.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of too much fun, guess what next episode's team building is going to be?
What?
Well, you already know, but I'm going to tell you again anyway, like you don't. Blue Flock.
I know this one so well. Thank you, Random Word Generator.
I don't care. I've got a really great idea. that I'll figure out eventually. But if you'd like to play along, Blue Flock. Make sure us an email. Let us know what yours is going to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now some updates about Race to the Finish.
Race to the Finish!
Stupid race.
This is the slowest race of all time! All right!
Yeah, have you ever ran a marathon? Yes, I've done Race to the Finish.
That earned some points right there. Okay, so because Aludra can't make it to Nurtacular this year, we are bumping our crowning ceremony to BlizzCon. What we know so far is that it will be happening in the AIE Guild Hall.
Yes.
Stay tuned for details as the time grows closer to the event, because we're going to do this thing upright, and we'd like to include anybody who can be there.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the AIE Guild Hall isn't actually inside BlizzCon itself. It's in a hotel nearby, so...
Very nearby.
Yep.
We don't know exactly how nearby yet, but very nearby is generally what it is.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to be updating our score and having a little more fun with this thing than we have been. So,
yeah, because in all honesty, it's been hell so far.
And it's been very slow going. So... Ben wins 2 points this week, bringing the score to Aludra 2, Ben 2.
Yes. Now, do you have a task for us to complete? I'm sorry, let's try that again. Do you have a realistic task for us to complete and to compete with before BlizzCon? Do you think that one of us has earned a point? Tweet or email us, and we will argue about it whether or not Aludra should get your point. Wait. Aludra, this is why I shouldn't just read anything you type after you say, "Don't worry, Ben, you can totally trust me."
To be fair, Ben, I have never uttered the words, "You can totally trust me."
Okay, good point. But yeah, if you have points that you want to give, send it to us. We'll argue about it, and most likely Aludra will win. And yeah, join us in this, because this is something that we want to include you guys in on.
Yep, it's just us having silly fun, but the more the merrier.
Exactly.
Right, we're pet collectors. Of course we believe the more the merrier.
Very true. Multiple hundreds more.
Mm-hmm. We love you guys. We love the show feedback we've gotten this week. Thank you so much. It's been super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher.
Yep, you can also follow us on Twitter. On Twitter. Jeez. Tweeter.
On that Twitter.
You can also follow us on Twitter, which is another way to get a hold of us. Aludra is at Aludra_AIE, and I am at AlTheMage.
You can also listen to us on other shows. Ben is on Azeroth Roundtable, Geektopia, and on Flex Mode.
And Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
That's right, and if you look for Behind the Avatar, episode number 50, I'm there too. I also have an upcoming show coming up on another, yay, guest spot, on For the Alliance.
Yay.
I know.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. I play Alliance.
It's your panda Trickery.
Yep. Well, no, she's not named Trickery, but I understand what you're getting at.
Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, I'm getting to the point where I can't talk.
I know.
Take it away, because I can't do this.
Our theme song, Super Writers Heroes, by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. See, you could say goodbye.
Yeah, I think so. Let's see. So we finished a show, so we both get a point.
Okay.
That doesn't do anything to the total, so never mind.
Nah.